Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Every day, transactions are going to change, and so will some once-in-a-lifetime financial deals, because President Obama signed an overhaul of the nation's financial system into law yesterday. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has reported on how Massachusetts banks are reacting to the new regulations, and this morning he's here to talk about what it means for you, the consumer. Good morning, Kurt. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. So bear with me for a second. I want you to pull out your wallet and show me how much cash you're carrying. This is not a stick-up. I'm going to do the same thing at the same time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I've got $32 in my wallet.
Okay, you have 32. I jam money in my pocket at 3 o'clock in the morning, so it's not exactly organized. I don't usually carry this much money. My wife gave me a little more than normal yesterday, so I have about 63.
All right, well, you might want to just maintain that as a pattern, because this is one way your life is going to change. Say you're on break here in a few minutes. You walk down to the coffee shop to get a cup. Well, under this new law, that shop can impose a minimum of $10 before you can use a credit card.
A minimum of $10 before I use a credit card. And until now, many small businesses had wanted to do that because of the fees they pay for every swipe of the credit card, but they haven't been allowed to, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this is a change that makes Al Costello, the owner of Al's State Street Cafe in Boston's Financial District, very happy.
I've wanted to do it, but since it's against the law, I haven't been able to do it. And that's huge for me to be able to put $10 up there. It's going to save me a lot of money. I pay about $1,600 a month in credit card fees. It's insane. So that's great news for most small business owners.
Now, besides this minimum purchase option, there can also be a maximum charge amount, at least at federal agencies and educational institutions. Say you like to pay your college tuition bill with your credit card, you know, so you get those frequent flyer miles. Well, this could be hasta la vista to that spring break trip you were planning to Acapulco.
On the subject of college tuition, there are some big changes to student loans in the new law, as I understand it.
Yeah, a few changes to federally backed loans, but the big changes are with the purely private student loans. They are now under the oversight of this new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. And at Clark University in Worcester, the financial aid director is Mary Ellen Severance. And she says private loan providers will now have to be much more transparent.
They have to really provide in really big, bold letters, you know, you're borrowing $5,000, but if you take 20 years to pay it back, that translates into $37,000 or whatever that may be. So I think that really does stand out to students. Hopefully, they'll at least read one of those.
Private student loans had been much criticized for abuses over the years. WBUR reported earlier this year on just how easy it is to rack up big college debt without realizing the terms. But the mortgage industry is the one that's really been tainted for taking advantage of borrowers. What changes will we see in the mortgage industry, Kurt?
Lots of them, and I think we all know why. No-doc loans are now no-nos. Most of those vilified prepayment penalties go away. You can no longer incentivize brokers to sell more expensive loans. Lenders can still offer high-risk loans, but if they pass them on to investors, they still have to keep a 5% ownership stake. The point is they have to keep a financial interest in seeing them succeed. Now, I talked to the CEO of Century 21 Realty yesterday, Rick Davidson, said while none of these rules affects realtors specifically, his company helps people with one of the biggest financial decisions in their lives, and he welcomes changes that bring more trust to this home buying process.
Anything that brings some level of credibility to an industry that may be questioned as to the service that is provided. I want the consumer to feel as though there is some level of protection for them.
Some of these things do go into effect right away, but others take a while for regulators to decide exactly how to implement them.
So what else is on your list in the overhaul that affects us?
Two other quick things I'd mention. Say you get turned down for a home loan or something like that, you can now get your credit score for free, not just your credit report. And FDIC bank accounts, you know, will now be federally guaranteed up to $250,000, not $100,000. That change had taken place, but this makes that permanent.
Okay, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, thanks a lot for coming in.
My pleasure, Bob.